Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Clean up, every listener is the best. That's a little podcast intro technique I call hooking the listener by reminding them that they are better than the rest. Hello, you champions of listening. Today is Tuesday, April 25th, and wowee, it's the GZM Morning Show. Yesterday, Mabel and I were doing some cleaning in spring, a groundbreaking concept, and then literally broke into the ground with the help of the GZM power vacuum, and revealed some sort of prophecy written on the floorboards. It says, "One will come to rule with sound. Let them be the one who's crowned." Mabel, what do you think about this?
I feel fantastic, Jimmy, my humble subject. I must say, I'm very excited for my coronation.
What? Wait, Mabel, why are you out of the sound booth? And why are you wearing this huge red velvet dress? And why, a third time, are you wearing all that white face makeup with little red music notes on your cheeks? You look like a sound-themed clown!
I'm a sound-themed queen. I cannot be confined by a mere sound booth.
A queen? I mean, of course, I say, yes, queen, when I see you, but we're a little low on the totem pole here to be royalty. Also, do you own this dress? Is that like how people buy an outfit for a themed party and they say, I'm definitely gonna wear this again, but like, no, you're not.
Foolish boy. Who else could this prophecy be referring to? I came to study sound under Canada's own Chris Terry, and so I am to be the one who is crowned. I am going to be queen of the studio, so I borrowed a royal outfit from the GZM costume rack. Don't worry, Jimmy, my sweet peasant. I will reward your loyalty with the position of podcast jester when I ascend the throne. Here, put on this other outfit I borrowed. It's got a big silly hat with bells hanging off of it.
Well, I do like the bells. Mabel, I'm very excited to see you so excited about something, even though I never really took you for a Lady Macbeth type. And I don't really get this queen voice, but it's nice. But shouldn't we explore who might have left this rhyme on the floor? They wrote the GZM prophet. Do we know anyone who moonlights as a prophesier?
We could explore that, but I believe we should first explore why no one has brought me a glass of sparkling apple juice. It's my favorite drink. Oh, Bezor. Bezor, my trusted advisor, the prophecy has made me a queen. I'll need some sparkly, apple-y juice to celebrate. But in the meantime, please, let me know which of my kingdom subjects I am to shout out today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Sir Bezor, my knight.
Okay, is he your knight or your advisor?
Silence, Jester! Or I shall be forced to use my royal decree and exile you from this kingdom!
Mabel!
Jimmy, I don't want to, but I'm a queen now. I have to keep my end of the monarchy deal.
Now, where was I?
Ah, yes. Shout out to Zoe B. and her little brother Elijah. She says Mabel and Mabel's dad are hilarious. Thank you, Zoe. There will always be a place in my court for thee. Shout out to Kate S., who has never had a shout out before and is super excited. It is always my joy to give my subjects something to look forward to. Now that's all settled. Bezor, I'll need my ergonomic office chair turned into a throne on the double.
Mabel, this is not like you. We have a huge potential avenue for studio secrets here, and you're willing to just give up on all that because you're queen of the sound booth? We don't even work like that here at GZM. We democratically elected Ben, Chris, and Dave, and we continue to do so every quarter.
I've worked so hard for this opportunity, Jimmy. Of course I'm going to snatch it right up. All day long, I work and work, doing things I love, like making podcasts and hanging out with my friends. But now that I'm the one to be crowned, I can have, instead, perhaps a little rest without all those fun things that I came here specifically to do.
Is that worth giving up podcasts and sound equipment and hanging out with me?
Oh, Jester, you ask such difficult questions.
Oh, my sparkling apple juice, thank goodness. I don't have to think about what I'm giving up in exchange for unlimited power, according to a note we read on the floor. Jester Jimmy, would you kindly entertain your queen?
Yes, my liege. How about a fun fact? Listeners and Queen Mabel.
Queen Mabel first.
Yes, my lady. Queen Mabel. And listeners, did you know that almonds are related to peaches? They're in the same family. Almonds are also related to plums, cherries, nectarines, and apricots. Apricots, doesn't matter. Now that I think about it, a peach pit kind of looks like a nut, but I wouldn't eat a peach pit for a healthy snack.
A fine fun fact, Jester Jimmy. I crave another!
Actually, that's all I've got today.
All you've got? You dare defy your queen? Into the box for you!
What? The box?
Okay, so it's a cardboard box that I saved for when we got that new office fridge.
Oh, you mean the one we use for keeping doggos treats?
Yeah, but now I'm gonna use the box to hold prisoners.
Of which you are one! Now go to the box!
What? This is terrible! I can't believe I have to go to the box. Stupid prophecy, turning Mabel into a queen, and now she's more of a mean queen. A mean queen with no sheen. I wish I had a time machine so I could go back to when she was more serene. Ah, all right, I'm locking myself in the cardboard box now.
Good.
Here I go. I'm closing the cardboard door.
I'm waiting.
Wait, what is this?
No stalling.
My queen, there's more prophecy written on this box.
Show me, Jester. I release you from your prison.
Look, right here on the door. It says, prophecy, verse 2. The crowned one shall have no dad who works at GZM. They'll make you laugh, they'll make you cry. They're every sound a gem. Signed, the GZM prophet.
My dad works at GZM.
Yeah, he got a shout out this very episode.
So that means...
You're not the person the prophecy is about.
Oh, thank goodness. I hated being queen. Divine right is a curse. Finally, I can just go back to being your best friend.
Hooray!
But wait, Jimmy, your dad doesn't work at GZM.
You're right. That means he's never worked on the show tomorrow. Like the one we make. But that's when we'll see our listeners again. Makes you think. Join us tomorrow for when I apparently take the throne of GZM. We've got to learn a lot more about this prophecy. In the meantime, rate, review, and subscribe, as well as sending your shoutouts, birthdays, fun facts, and fan art to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. We love to read them. Hey, Mabel, can I keep this hat? The bells are kind of my thing now.
Only if I get to wear it sometimes, too.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.